All right, good to have you back on the conversation here. As I told you about this, a top archbishop warning that Soros, Schwab, and Gates pose immense threats to the survival of mankind. Italian Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, one of the most powerful leaders in the Catholic Church, issuing a warning during a speech at the Founding Congress of the International Movement of Russophiles, MIR, that was this week. Vigano gave his speech by video, and the focus of the speech was a battle against globalism and the threat from woke ideology and Agenda 2030. Man, he went after the whole list. Woke ideology, Agenda 2030. He specifically named George Soros, World Economic Forum and Chairman Klaus Schwab, and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. He accused Soros, Schwab, and Gates of orchestrating a coup d'etat against the world. Vigano also accuses the World Economic Forum and its allies of electoral fraud of 2020 from blocking President Donald Trump from being reelected. Remember, this man's Italian. The woke ideology and the Agenda 2030 constitute an immense threat to the same survival of mankind. Let's fight this battle with honor, knowing that we are under the protection of God. Vigano said this: the recent pandemic farce conducted with criminal methods that I have not hesitated to denounce since the beginning of 2020 has been followed by new emergencies, including the Ukrainian crisis, deliberately provoked with the aim of destroying the social and economic fabric of nations, decimating the world population, concentrating control in the hands of an oligarchy that no one has elected and that has perpetrated a real coup d'etat, for which sooner or later it will be called to answer before the world. The theorists of this coup have names and faces, starting with George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and Bill Gates. Those who today declare that Russia is an enemy consider Europeans, Americans, Australians, and Canadians as enemies and treat them as such, persecuting and impoverishing them. But while World Economic Forum emissaries and Western governments can legislate against the good of their own citizens and hold world leaders in the palm of their hands, regime change that has been successful in other nations has stopped at Russia's borders. On the other hand, the electoral fraud of 2020 in the United States of America was also indispensable to prevent the confirmation of President Donald Trump. Just as in 2013, the deep state and the deep church managed to get Pope Benedict the 16th to resign and elect a person pleasing to the New World Order, the Jesuit Jorge Mario Bergoglio. We need an anti-globalist alliance that returns to citizens the power that has been taken from them and to nations the sovereignty eroded and ceded to the Davos lobby. He also put his comments in an open letter. I mean, talking about ripping it. Ripping it. Carlo Maria Vigano. Yeah. Soros, Schwab, Gates posing an immense threat to the survival of mankind. He'd make a different kind of pope, wouldn't he? He'd make a different kind of pope, that's for sure. Yeah. Speaking of kind of a different change, a different attitude, I suppose. In North Carolina, the governor, Roy Cooper, Democrat, is going to stand aside. He's going to stand aside and allow a bill to become law, not with his signature, but he won't veto it either. Basically, if it sits there long enough, it becomes law. He announced Friday he would not use his veto stamp on a piece of legislation that will increase penalties for rioters. He blocked a similar bill in 2021. The Republican-controlled legislature sent the bill to the governor's desk last Thursday after it passed with a bipartisan vote in the House and Senate. The Democrat governor had until Monday to sign or veto the bill, which was proposed following the nationwide riots of 2020. Cooper said he would not veto the bill, so he would allow it to become law without his signature. The decision means Cooper will potentially delay an override from state lawmakers as the legislature has become more Republican. See, this is happening all over the country. Florida, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina. North Carolina really not a swing state much anymore. They can think it is, but it's not. So when you put North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, Iowa, Texas, you start putting states like that automatically into the red column, it starts to balance out the loss of Michigan and Pennsylvania. And it means the number of swing states has been reduced to Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. So Wisconsin has what, 10 electoral votes? Nevada has 6. Arizona has what, 15? I mean, you're going to get down to it. It's going to get tight, tight, tight. Because North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, Iowa, Texas, they're going red. You watch. More may follow, but you watch. Cooper's choice not to veto the bill, of course, irritated a bunch of lefties. The social justice advocates claim the measure restricts the right to protest and free speech despite only increasing penalties for violent rioters and not peaceful protesters. Peaceful protesters are protected by the Constitution. Cooper said changes were made to modify this legislation's effect. Property damage and violence are already illegal, and my continuing concerns about the erosion of the First Amendment and the disparate impacts on communities of color will prevent me from signing this legislation. In 2021, the Tar Heel State had enough Democrats in the House and Senate to uphold the veto, but now the Republican-controlled Senate holds the power to override. And the House only requires a single Democrat to have the same advantage. He doesn't have it anymore. 6 House Democrats, including a chief sponsor of the bill, voted in support in February, so they're already done. You see, Republicans, they said there was no red wave in 2022. Wrong. There was a red wave in most places in the country. Michigan was an outlier, by the way. Michigan was an outlier and didn't have a red wave. So it is. The rest of the country might save us yet. Despite our errors and judgment, the rest of the country might save us yet. The machine in Michigan will ramble on. So it is. But like I say, we could be saved. All right. So if you haven't, I was pretty surprised, by the way. MyPillow became a partner for us here. And I don't have any affinity for the political views of other people or the companies they own, but I do like nice products, and I like American companies. I'll put it that way. MyPillow right now, if you buy one of the new MyPillow 2.0, you can buy one, get one free. Did you know that MyPillow makes sheets? The sheets we're using are terrific. Love them. Sheets, mattresses, slippers, towels. And you can save half, you can save 80%. Just go to MyPillow.com/Gruber. MyPillow.com, use the promo code Gruber. You'll save so much money, it'll make your head explode. MyPillow.com, promo code Gruber. Save piles of money. I'll be back in a moment.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
I have always been a I-can-do-it kind of girl. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and even when I was little, they tell me my first words were, me do. The first time I rode a bike, I just knew I was balancing it all by myself. But then I noticed that my father was running alongside with his hand on the back fender. I protested, "Daddy, let me do it. Don't help me. Let me do it." Well, I got my way and went crashing into the sidewalk with my bike. But my independence ended when I was 17. That's when I broke my neck diving into the Chesapeake Bay, which resulted in quadriplegia. That was over 40 years ago. And if there's one thing I have had to learn as a quadriplegic, it's to ask for help and then to receive that help graciously. Hey, it's okay to ask for help. It's one way of encouraging others to get close and learn how to serve. If you need help, ask from disabilitycampaign.org.